Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. You know, I was thinking earlier, you know, that should always be our first thing, not our last thing. You know, a lot of times we'll say, well, all I can do is pray. But that is the power in our prayer. And we should never pretend that it's weak, because it's not. It's powerful. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you as a body of believers across this nation, a group who knows that our problems are because we have turned our faces away from you and chose to seek our own wills and our own selfish ways. Father, it's hurting each one of us, and it's hurting this nation, and we've lost, we've become dim in the world instead of shining for you. It didn't just happen. It's been going on, as you know, for a long time, as your people have been spoiled little brats, prodigal children. Let's come home. Your arms are always open for us. May we turn back to you and come home. America has great needs, Father, but more than anything, our need is you. And the other things will be okay if we just put you first. For such a time as this, I believe you have placed me here, and each one of those listening, you have placed them exactly where they are. Use us, Father. May we be your vessels, your instruments, to share love, common sense, and the gospel. It is in Jesus' name I pray for such a time as this. Amen. I have a warning, a disclaimer. You can cover your ears if you want. We're going to give you a corny joke, and it's approaching quickly. What did the horse say when it fell? I've fallen and I can't giddy up. We had a few jokes on our road trip that we took last week. But America is falling. But I refuse to believe that we can't giddy up and turn this ship around. We need to start saying nay, as in no way. The current administration continues to purposefully promote bad policies for America. This isn't an accident. It isn't due to incompetence, although there is plenty of that. It is purposely plotted to inflict pain and destroy a nation. They've destroyed the reputation of our military and handed billions of dollars worth of equipment, military equipment, to our enemies, along with the secrets of the equipment. One day, day one, Oh, Biden immediately ended our energy independence and the price at the pump keeps rising, and then began begging for oil from our enemies. This administration funded Russia's campaign against Ukraine through that, and now we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight Russia. Is that what circle back means? Because of the Ukrainian-Russian war, because of the shortage of oil, energy, we are now facing a food shortage in America. They're warning us. Because of the idiocy of the FDA and this administration, we have a shortage of baby formula. They closed a plant last fall, and it hasn't been reopened yet. They're not taking steps to get her done. Instead of fixing the issue at home, we're buying baby formula from outside the country. So much for American ingenuity and warp speed manufacturing. Not only are they the ones who caused this shortage, they are now advising mothers to not make baby formulas at home. Because the failing FDA needs to check it out, regarding the nutritional value, and so don't do it. Well, what would Grandma say? What would Grandma do? Personally, I say ignore the FDA and feed your babies. Find a formula that you can do. You might have to put the baby on food a little sooner than you wanted to. But you can do it. It's time America mustered up the energy, got a hold of our inner giddy-up, and embraced personal independence and responsibility. The truth is, the policies and the lies of this administration have brought us to the point where Americans have shortages, not abundances. We are reliant and not independent. We have crime, not peace, and fear, not calm. Energy shortages have led to food shortages, job shortages, baby formula shortages, a crumbling infrastructure, and broken national security. And the solutions of this administration? Keep abortion at any cost. That's their solution, mostly at the cost of taxpayers. They've created chaos and riots. That's part of their solution. Let them eat cake. Or as Biden would say, as he's licking his ice cream cone, we need to tighten our belts. Americans are spoiled and they need to tighten their belts. Well, I say, giddy up, America. Giddy up. President Biden's Neville Chamberlain moment came when he infamously, can't read here, promised that Americans' inflation problem was only transitory. He apparently hasn't learned from his mistake, because he now claims that gas prices can be attributed to merely a transition in the economy. We'll see exactly how transitory Biden's vision for the country is come November. You know, everything the government is doing, this is a quote from Ian Smith. He was the gym owner, if you remember, during the pandemic that refused to close. Everything the government is doing right now is designed to make you fat, to make you weak, to make you stupid, depressed, lazy, and reliant on crumbs they wipe off their plates. Health is replaced by pharmaceuticals. Education is replaced by programming. Hard work is replaced by handouts, and these people, he says, you must understand, they hate you. I believe we do not have Daniel. Daniel is going to be joining us. I hope Daniel's going to join us here in just a little bit. And we're going to talk about the energy shortages that we have. Because of this, all these other things are happening as well. Biden is visiting Japan, and he's telling them, yes, we'll go to war with Taiwan. If China attacks Taiwan, we'll just get our boots on the ground and we'll be there to rescue. What are we going to rescue with? Do you understand how crippled America is right now? Perhaps we shouldn't even say it out loud. You know our enemies are listening. But equipment has gone south or east or whatever you want to call it there with Afghanistan. We still have people lost in Afghanistan. And we have people locked up in America because they dared to support the wrong person. They dared to trespass on the Capitol, which is called the People's House. No, it's not called the People's House. It's called the Temple of Democracy. If only we had a republic. Oh, wait a minute. We did. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. No Daniel yet? And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're having a little trouble here getting Daniel. And I just wanted to let you know that we have I have a poll here that I did not share with you yesterday that I thought you might find interesting. I personally have more faith in the American people than others do, maybe more faith than I ought to. But I know you. I know my listeners. I know the listeners of the past from my former boss. And I know that you have better sense than what we have running this nation. And we have a poll here that was taken that says the large majorities of Americans describe themselves as uneasy, worried, or frustrated about the country. And the percent who see the economy as bad has hit new highs. And this is a CBS poll. And they gave this on Sunday. This came out. The poll data collected by YouGov is the group that did it. 63% each described the state of the nation as uneasy, while 61% called it frustrating. Does anybody think everything's going smooth and wonderful? In a breakdown, the survey found 69% said the economy is bad, and from 48% up from 48% in April of 2021. It's up or is it worse? You know, they've
from 46% now to 69% say things ain't all that good, people. 74% said things in America are going badly. A judgment of its highest rate in an otherwise roller coaster assessment. 63% thought things were going badly in April 2021, but that fell to 58% the following July. Then it jumped right back up to 73% in January and sunk 66% in April. 77% are pessimistic about the cost of goods and services. 68% were pessimistic about the national economy. 67% were pessimistic about the stock market. 57%, I said 67, it's 57% pessimistic about their retirement plans. Yeah, that's kind of painful right now. 53% were optimistic about the coronavirus. 52% were optimistic about jobs. That's still not a great deal of people, is it? I mean, the opposite side of that, saying things are going okay. It says, given the general low marks, Biden's approval rating is also in the tank at 44%. And, you know, I can't help but wonder, who is it? Why is it that anyone would think things are going well? You know, we've mentioned so many times that the economy, that the problems that we're having are on purpose. And we've mentioned many times, as we're quoting them, they want to fundamentally change this nation. When did this nation become so bad for everyone that we have to kick all our history out? Oh yeah, we've had some dark times in history. But we still were, I don't know about now, the greatest nation. They want to fundamentally change the nation. Fundamentally change. That means they're going to change it from the bottom up. They don't like the Constitution. We've got justices, the newest one that's not on board just yet. She has no opinion on the Constitution. Isn't that sad? Isn't that wrong that she has no opinion about something she's going to be judging? They're supposed to use the Constitution to judge with. It's all about that. So, when they say fundamentally change, that isn't a good thing. We can always have improvements. But those in power right now, and it's not just those on the left, that's the rhinos on the right. They want chaos. They want war. They want the killing of babies. And that isn't enough. They want you to pay for it. They don't care if you don't have formula for your babies. I mean, think how arrogant it was that the FDA says, don't make your own baby formula. Well, what the heck are you supposed to do? You have no formula. Are you supposed to just thin her down? You can't do that. I don't believe I'm giving you bad advice. I believe I'm trying to tell you to be independent. Now, some of you that are avid nursing mothers say, well, if you were nursing, you wouldn't have to, but that's not the point. And not every woman can nurse. Things do happen. But it doesn't seem to be a big deal to them. Oh, yeah, they brought some over, but it's not going to be near enough to feed these babies. We already have babies that are in trouble. But the left doesn't care about babies. They've shown that with their stance on abortion. They just do not care. So what do? We turn to other countries. Weak America turns to other countries for energy, for formula, for food. And Zelensky, I didn't realize that Ukraine was such a big provider of grain and food. And he's told us there's going to be a shortage. And it's coming quickly. It's coming quickly. So what do we do, America? How do we giddy up? You use common sense. You use logic. You do whatever you can to survive. You know, Biden told us we're going to have to tighten our belts. Well, America is overweight. But how arrogant as he licks his three-stacked high scoop ice cream cone and tells you to tighten up your belts. Get ready. Well, there's an election today. I can't remember where it is. Is that Georgia today?
There's primaries all over, like about six states, but Georgia is the one that everybody seems to be watching.
Everybody's watching Georgia.
Trump may have his record snapped today.
Well, we don't know if it got snapped in Pennsylvania yet.
No, that's
They're
true.
Still counting in Pennsylvania. I find it, they interviewed a lot of people last night when I was watching it. I say a lot. They interviewed several people from Georgia, and they like Kemp. They don't realize what Kemp did, I don't think. They're Trump likers, but that they like Kemp. You know, I don't want you to think that I'm all about Trump, because I'm not. I'm all about America. But he was the only honest, I'm not even going to call him a Republican. He was the only honest president we've had in decades and decades and decades. American greatness has an article today. My computer is frozen up. But they had an article today asking if George W. Bush is going to apologize and repent for what he did in Iraq. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Do you remember, and I can't remember if he was already already inaugurated or if it was before that. I think it was after inauguration, but I'm not sure. Somebody was sitting down and they were talking and interviewing President Donald Trump. And they were talking about foreign affairs. And they mentioned something. I don't know if it was Russia or someone else. And he says, "You think America is so innocent?" And they were appalled that he would say something like that. Appalled. Do you think America is so innocent? We are not. We've been up to no good for a long time, and it's time that the American people giddy up and take this country back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back. I'm lost as a feather in a hurricane. There's no way to measure how far I am from my
heart on these tracks. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products, So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article here that I thought you might find interesting. We're going to give up on Daniel. I believe he must be on an airplane. Kansas City lights. State Farm does a 180 turn after it's caught pushing the LGBTQ books to school kids as young as 5 years old. We no longer support that program, they said. Yeah, because it got caught. Do you ever wonder why the corporations are following this woke group? The woke dopes? You know, I was listening to a sermon on Sunday. Beth's going to church again. Actually, I was listening online. And he was talking about the most important thing we can do is to love. Now, you don't love the sin, the things you don't, your faith tells you are wrong, but you love the sinner. I believe that we are doing an injustice to people. I believe that corporations, as well as politicians, have been on the take with China for a long time. They have gotten a support from China, money from China. And pushing, I don't care
if it's heterosexual books to five-year-olds in school is just wrong. They're not ready for this. There's no reason to do this other than to shape their minds one way, which is what we Christians are told we should not be doing. And did you hear Kamala, cackling Kamala, talking about the children of the community? They are children who belong to the community. We were in an uproar about that several years ago when some lady said your children belong to the community. And we can see that now with the parents being attacked over some of these issues of these books that are in the school curriculum. It says here in January, State Farm Insurance actively advocated a company-wide program to get transgender, inclusive, and non-binary books into school libraries to spark challenging, important, and empowering conversations with children ages 5 and up. The company's LGBTQ advocacy shifted dramatically on Monday. That's yesterday, you know. Conversations about gender and identity should happen at home with the parents, State Farm said in a statement after they were exposed by the independent nonprofit organization Consumers Research.
Hannah, try Daniel now.
Oh. So, on January 18th, 2022, State Farm's corporate responsibility analyst, Jose Soto, sent out an internal email calling on its Florida agents to participate in a unique project to diversify classrooms, community centers, and libraries. So it's all about teaching this LGBTQ and sexual information and not so much about reading, writing, and arithmetic. I have an article here just to make a point. Where did I put that article? And it's says that the Biden administration admits a math error in causing massive oil gas permits delays. And with that, we're going to bring on Daniel Turner because, you know, if they're going to be teaching our five-year-olds how to have sex improperly, in my opinion, but not math, we're going to have these errors in causing massive oil and gas permitting delays. We have Daniel with us. Daniel, you got to rescue me, boy. How are you doing?
Oh, Beth Ann, it's great to be on your program, and I apologize I wasn't able to join from the beginning. I was trying to fix the Biden administration's math problem. You know, I just got tied up with my calculators and my pronouns, and I think I figured it out.
And what is it?
We only have a short time left. We can't list all their problems.
It's obfuscation of the fact that this is absolutely deliberate.
Oh, well, you bet it is.
There's no math problem. There's no glitch. It's the same as every time Facebook or Twitter deletes a conservative's platform and says, oh, it must have been an error.
Oopsie. Oopsie.
Yeah. That's exactly what this is. They don't want to, you know, they want this consequence of high oil, high gas prices. They want this consequence. They just don't want the political fallout of the consequence. And that's where we are, right? They want the American people to be compelled to an alternative, wind, solar, electric. So this is the desired outcome. But they just don't want to deal with people's anger. And so they're trying to find an excuse. And now the excuse is math.
You know, it's just unreal. I had in my monologues, I told a joke this morning. It's usually a dangerous thing. And then I've used the word giddy up throughout the show. I'll have to share the joke with you. What happens when a horse is down, has fallen? He says, help. I've fallen and I can't giddy up. But I use that for energy, you know, Daniel, because American people have got to giddy up. And then I threw in, you know, some of Beth's humor, and we need to start learning to say nay to everything they're telling us. They're just lying to us. And, you know, this math issue, not that they don't probably have a math issue, because I don't find them to be very intelligent. But you're absolutely correct. These things, and more people are saying this, Daniel, more people are saying this on the air. This is on purpose. It's not incompetence. Although they are incompetent, that's not what it is. They're doing it on purpose.
No, and I'm glad you mentioned that. This is not incompetence. This is not a mistake or unintended consequences. This is the desired result. And they knew exactly this was going to be the result of it. But they're willing to deal with, you know, this is a casualty that they have to embrace. You know, there's going to be a lot of unfortunate deaths and frustration. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know, the greater good is protecting everyone from COVID. Oh, wait, no, we used that already. The greater good is moving to a green agenda. And
monkey
in
pox.
The process, you suffer. That's okay, because it's the greater good.
It's the monkeypox now.
Yes.
Which isn't new. They already have a way of treating monkeypox, but they have to keep the chaos going. You know, the American people that supported Trump and fair elections are still incarcerated because they dared to step on the lawn or into the building of the Capitol on January 6, 2021. But it's okay for them to go beat on the Supreme Court doors. It's okay for them, the left, to chant death threats to Supreme Court justices.
That's totally fine.
That's totally fine.
That's the duality in which we have to live now. Look, it's totally fine for several hundred billionaires and world elites to fly to Davos to talk about climate change. And if you point that out and say, well, isn't this, like, again, I've said this so many times, none of you could have jumped on a conference call, right? Like, you all had to get on your planes and you had to, of course they had to, because the rules don't apply to them. And just the way Nancy Pelosi had to get her hair cut, and just the way Gavin Newsom had to go to a fundraiser, they have to fly on a private jet to go to this conference because the rules never apply to the elites. They apply to the masses, and we are the masses, and masses are expendable. You know, we look back through history and we say, boy, isn't it amazing that Chairman Mao starved a million people died under his reign? It's like, well, that was the result.
I want to talk about that. I hear the music. We're listening. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner, a power of the future. Boots on the ground, trying to put some sense back into this land, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno-150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno-150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is IMMUNO150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner. We are in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day. You were talking about China, and everything seems to go back to China these days. So I'm going to let you finish that conversation about what they did. And then I want to kind of, once again, show the my listeners, or explain to my listeners, what the energy shortage or the being dependent instead of independent has done to this country. So go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. And I think when we went back to, I was thinking of when I was in school and we studied communism and the Great Leap Forward, which was Chairman Mao's effort to quote unquote modernize China. It was always mentioned as again, an unintended consequence or a terrible result of his otherwise great plans, right? His plans were good. He was trying to do some good for the country, but in the process, around 100 million people died, and isn't that unfortunate? And I think it's maybe just either it's communist sympathies, which is very likely, knowing our school teachers, it's either communist sympathies or it's just a flat-out ignorance and a disbelief that humans could be so evil that it was portrayed as that. Wow, this was just really the terrible result, but it's not what he wanted. I'm very much of the belief now that this is exactly what he wanted. Like, he didn't care that millions of people were going to die. They were necessary casualties because he had this vision. And if they brought him the papers and said, well, you know what, a lot of people are going to die in the process, that's okay. Because his vision, his desired outcome, his agenda was so much greater than any one life, it didn't really matter. And I hate to make such a horrible comparison to what we're seeing right now in our country, but if you are a green activist, if you are a true green believer, and you look at the math and you say, well, this agenda is going to not only drive up prices, it's going to bankrupt communities, it's going to lead to mass poverty, it's going to lead to food shortages, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Right, we need to implement this green agenda, and all of these things that are going to happen, it's unfortunate, but oh well, it's unavoidable. It's a necessary casualty to achieve this agenda, which is this green vision. And that is why John Kerry very comfortably jumps on a private jet and flies around the world to talk about it, because he knows he's never going to be without power or food. Yeah. And Joe Biden sees gas prices and he says, boy, is it terrible. But he knows this weekend when he wants to fly to Delaware, Air Force One will be ready for him. He never once has said, you know what, maybe I shouldn't go to Delaware because of my carbon footprint. No, he doesn't have a carbon footprint. He's the president. And it's the same we saw with COVID, right? This is all for your health and well-being, but I am allowed to have an exception because I am Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago. I'm Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. I'm whatever elected Democrat or Republican you want. They carve out an exception because they know the rules don't have to apply to them. And the food prices, you know, Bethann, I was talking to, I know you have a lot of farmers in your audience.
Yes.
Farmers who told me last year they paid $200 a ton for fertilizer, and now they're paying $1,800. Yeah. Farmers who are telling me that a row, they're paying over $150 for a row of corn just in fertilizer. He said, what do you think is going to happen to food prices? When Joe Biden doesn't care,
they're going to blame the greedy farmers.
Yeah, well, everyone
knows
farmers
like they
are
always
greedy.
Do. You know, they're blaming Pelosi's blaming the oil companies. They're price gouging. They're not price gouging. There may be a few out there that do, but that's not what's going on at the pump.
No,
and that's what they do. They'll blame the farmers.
And if anyone disagrees with that, and I don't think your audience would because they are common sense conservative coalition, but if anyone disagrees with that, you have to ask, well, you told us for 4 years that we had a president who was in the pockets of big oil, and he did everything for big oil, and he loved big oil. Wasn't it odd that for 4 years we never saw accusations of price gouging or corporate greed? Oil was, again, on average, $62 a barrel for his administration. Why wouldn't they have price gouged when there was a president who was in their pocket? Why wouldn't natural gas be what the prices are today or any other, or diesel, right? Wouldn't that have been the time when their guy is in power? It's so bizarre that now they're doing this when they have someone in office who claims to stand up to big oil. Again, just pure lies coming from this administration. They want this outcome. They just don't want the political fallout from this outcome.
Well, climate change is corruption. It has nothing to do with the climate. It has nothing to do with mankind other than they want to control the people. The energy shortage, they have put that on us on purpose. There's no doubt in my mind. It was the first thing they did. That's why they want to take away your guns, because they're going to make things as uncomfortable for you as they possibly can. So because of the energy shortages, we have food shortages, job shortages, baby formula shortages, a crumbling infrastructure, and a broken national security, all because of what they have done. We have terrorists entering the country who don't have to abide by the same rules that you and I do, according to this administration. And everything that is happening, we can go straight back up to the top of the list because we are no longer energy independent. And therefore, we can't feed our own people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it has weakened us in ways that we're just starting to experience. I mean, the president took a lot of pride in those photographs of Spain and France shipping over pallets of baby formula, and the White House official Twitter account.
Let them drink formula.
Yeah, like this was some big heroic effort of this president to save the American people. When you want to say, but you all caused this. Right, we have a baby formula shortage because of your policies, because your government sticks its nose in everything. And when they said we're going to shut down because we don't like this maybe there was something happening at whatever baby formula processing. But no one said, well, you know, what's going to happen if we shut down a baby formula factory?
For months.
This isn't like shutting down a shoe factory. And you shouldn't shut down a shoe factory either. But that's a little different than something this essential. And that's why we have to be very worried about food prices, because this is going to affect baby formula is one thing, but all dairy, all eggs, all meat, all vegetables and produce. Holy cow. the future we have ahead of us is not bright.
No, it isn't. But the American people do have a giddy up, and we're just going to have to get our inner giddy up out, because we can do this, Daniel. But it's not going to be easy.
No.
But we can do this. The American people know how to survive. We do know how, most of us do. And it's not going to be easy. And the FDA telling these parents not to make their own baby formula, I'm going to tell them to go crazy, because we're going to make baby formula. If I was a mother, you bet you I'd be buying milk and making my baby food. I would be. But I'm not going to listen to an FDA that closed the plant and won't open it. That was last fall. Energy. We need the energy, the independence. We need it back. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate you so much for all that you do to help us bring America home. God bless you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.